There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom, what up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Sports Radio, broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com, unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. So I thought, and I still think, that the Lakers can be more competitive in this series with the Nuggets than they were last year. Welcome in, I hear the Doug Gottlieb Show on a Monday, where we got a lot of hoop to talk about. We have finally arrived in NFL draft week. And what exactly the Commanders were doing, bringing in four top quarterback prospects at the same time. But let's start with the Lakers, because what happens is, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all. Right? Just does. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. Makes mortals of immortals. And the Lakers, especially Anthony Davis and LeBron James, looked completely gassed in the fourth quarter. LeBron only took two shots in 9 minutes in the fourth quarter, and they got, I don't want to say blown out, because it was a relatively respectable final score, but it wasn't really that close. And look, I'll credit the Lakers. They knew they had a D'Angelo problem last year, but they also re-signed D'Angelo, which they didn't have to. And though they brought in Gabe Vincent, he's never been healthy for him, so they didn't have him the other night. But the point was that my entire spiel, if you will, and the good news is that Jason Stewart was here last year as my producer, and of course Dan Beyer was here last year as part of the show, is last year we get done watching this playoff series, and I was like, look, I don't know why you bring back D'Angelo Russell. If the goal is to beat the Nuggets, you can't beat the Nuggets with D'Angelo Russell on the floor. He's just not effective enough. Not effective enough. So he's not a good enough defender. He's soft on the boards. And whatever happens in terms of his confidence and scoring, it seems to go away at times against the Nuggets. Missed a couple of layups. And he's not the only reason they lost. Like, LeBron wasn't very good either. He had seven turnovers. And LeBron, you know, just obviously fatigued right before our eyes. But it's one of those deals where, If you're honest with yourself, no matter how much you think the Lakers are better this year because they figured out a way to use Rui in the series as it went on and figured out how to guard them. And, like, if you can't play your starting point guard, and, oh yeah, by the way, your backup point guard is essentially LeBron and he's too tired to do it in the fourth quarter, like, what? You're screwed. You're screwed. Here's Darvin Ham, head coach of the Lakers, summing up D'Angelo Russell's performance in game one.
D'Lo is a huge reason why we're here in the first place. I'm not going to bail out on my player just because he's missing the shots that he normally makes. Those same shots were going in against New Orleans and other teams that he's played in, games he's played in to help us get to this point. It wasn't his night. You know, shooters are going to have nights like that. But I want him to remain aggressive. That was a good thing I saw. He remained aggressive. His energy remained great. He remained positive. And we'll go back and try to get better from the film and try to have a better performance game, too.
All right. I mean, that sounds, that's what you have to say as a coach. But internally, you sit there and go like, all right, am I taking all the games or am I taking the fact that he doesn't play well against Nuggets? This is not a good matchup for him. Here's LeBron on the mindset of his team.
Given his team's recent history with Denver, how do you fight the feeling of here we go again?
For me? Or are you talking about, that doesn't matter to me. I don't ever get into a here we go again mindset. You know, it's one game. They protected their home court. We have another opportunity on Monday to come back and be better. We know how challenging it's going to be. We know how difficult this opponent is and how great they are. So that's all a part of the game. You start doubting you. I don't get into the doubt mindset. That's not me. I'm the wrong guy to ask.
It's fine, but it does feel like that in watching it, and it feels like if they don't win tonight, there can be that feeling of inevitability. Inevitability. So, yeah, I actually really understand that one. I understand the question, even if LeBron doesn't feel that himself, I think everybody else watching does, and it's like, man. We got them. We got them down 10, and their bench isn't as good, and they boat raced us anyway. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Here's James Worthy, big game James, Hall of Famer, talking about Jokic, on the other hand.
He's Magic and Kareem on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
He's a guard. He makes great decisions, hell of a pass. And then when he wants to be Kareem, he goes down and dominates. So, he's a special player that does a lot of things, and your antennas have to be up.
Antennas have to be up. He's amazing. And you'll get all different sorts of... What was the piece you sent me there, Jay Stu, on... who was the two comedians that were talking on one of the ESPN alternative broadcasts? I think it was Cedric the Entertainer, and who was the other comedian?
Huh. No, I think that was your other producer who sent you that. That doesn't sound familiar. I don't find Cedric the Entertainer funny. In fact, I've often asked people, who is Cedric entertaining?
I know Cedric. I actually like him as a good dude. Wait, you didn't send me that today? Where did I get that today? I got several different...
Probably Adam Klug or Ryan Music.
Was that Klug? Who sent it to me? I'm trying to see where it was... We were talking about it. Anyway, I'll find it. I'll send it to you. People are having a tough time with Jokic. I was just going like, yeah, he's really that good. He's really that dominant. He's really that awkward. And yet super effective. It's almost as if what they saw last year, they don't actually believe it to be true. Isn't that a weird thing? Like Steph... When, you know, he's had his magical moments. To this day, if you watch Steph, every time he shoots the ball, you're convinced it's going in and not missing it. Whereas we're still not there yet with Jokic. We're still like, I can't believe how good this guy is and how big and awkward and funky he is and yet how effective he is. Maybe here's what I'm saying. Our mindset, I do think that all of these things are very, it's a Jokic game. It feels normal to him. But I will tell you, I think... there's a lot of people that still are doubting what they're seeing, or they went from curious to amused to impressed to, yeah, I don't know. Can he keep doing this? It seems so slow and so easy to time and so easy to figure out, and yet nobody can figure it out. By am I making sense when you watch those games? And you watch how Jokic moves and the things he does. I don't know. I have given into the, I haven't seen anybody like him. And man, is he good. And he does just so much funky, weird, but effective stuff. But I do think there's lots of people that because of how it can look and it can be a little clunky and he has just that awkwardness to it, that there's a lot of people still like, yeah, I don't really know if he's as good as we say he's as good as we say he is.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Or maybe they just don't watch a lot of Nuggets games because of him being a center.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Wasn't a great weekend of NBA hoop, right? And it had the weekend.
It's not good at all.
I mean, it had look, the one cool thing was Lillard coming out and just completely taking over in the first half.
Didn't
like that
in
was
the second half. Yeah.
Didn't score 35 at the half? Doesn't score in the second half.
Yeah.
But the game was over at the half, and Lillard was the reason why. Like, that was, you're like, man, how are they going to look without him? And I thought that Damian Lillard would be better without Giannis because he's kind of used to being a bit of a one-man show. And there's a lot of radio to it, a lot of to what we see in basketball. And here's what I mean. Radio shows are usually one-guy shows or one guy with, you know, the Dan style where you have one guy and you have a bunch of people. Or you have a two-person show and they got to go back and forth. And what happens is we all, as hosts, we get pigeonholed into you can only do it with one way or the other, which is my brain doesn't work that way. I like doing different styles of it. I like when we do Dan Patrick. It's Dan and I doing it, Dan Beyer and I doing it together. I enjoy that. This show is kind of wired different where Dan's a very big part of the show. So too is maybe more. He wants to be more than he is. I'm kidding. Sam and Jason. But there are people that you can't do a... I'll give you an example. Mike Golic was as good a number two as you're ever going to find. He knew how to laugh at the right jokes. He knew how to bring, you know, analysis at the right time. He knew how to play off of you. That's why Mike and Mike was so good, because they had their chairs. Greeny was the driver, and he was the reactor, and it just worked for a long time. What inevitably happens, though, is the guy sitting in that number two chair wants to drive or wants to do his own show. And the guy doing is, you know, leading the show is like, well, what do I need this guy for? Those things are hard, but you're better off in your role. You know, there will be people for me like, well, when in a two person show, like just tell me the role beforehand and I can do it. I can change my brain to how much I interact. If you're two chair, you don't have to do much of the reads either. That part's fun. You know, Cowherd, I know he's had various co-hosts, but they're really more update people. But he's a solo act. Now, he's done the two-person show in Sports Nation when he's a reactor. But that's what Damian Lillard is. He's been a solo host. It's been his show, his team for like a decade. And trying to play with somebody else's team, like, that's just hard to do. It's just really hard to do. So I respect people who can do, you know, Beyer, for example, can do a solo show, can do the update thing, can be a co-host. He can even make fries and nuggets during the break, and he's still good, like can do it all. But a lot of people don't have that versatility. They just can do one thing and one thing only. I'm a solo host. I'm an update person. I'm a two-person show. I'm a reactor. I'm a driver, whatever. And that's what they do. And I think that at some point in time, we get to this place of that's who I am. It's hard to take a secondary role.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up with your Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Broadcasting live in the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. When we get there, unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Hope you're doing great. You had a good weekend. Rick Bucher is going to join us in 25 minutes as we'll recap what we saw and kind of give you a little bit of foreshadowing into what could happen in these playoff series. So, I have noticed, I'm not going to name names, but I have noticed that there are people in our industry, and we need to find a name for them, Jay Stu, and Dan Byer, maybe you could as well. Like, the every day there's some outlandish hot take prediction, and, you know, one in 25 of them come true, and so then you toot your own horn. Like, that kind of stuff, there has to be a name for that. Do we have any name for it?
Yeah, they're just like, they just throw a ton of stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah,
so is there something there? Throw stuff at the wall and see if it sticks, guy.
Mm.
Is that too long?
Yeah, no. Spaghetti testing broadcasters? That's how you test spaghetti, isn't it? Is it if it falls off the wall, it's ready, or if it sticks to the wall, it's ready?
Sticks. See what sticks.
Sticks. Yeah.
How about we call them losers?
Whoa!
Oh, come on. I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was good.
It was. I just,
Sam laughed. Jason gave me a mock laugh. Doug gets silence.
I know you're joking. I want to be really careful. Don't call you a loser.
Was it Barkley the other day who called somebody losers? And I'm like, you know what? That's just not used enough anymore. People are so sensitive.
You did do that. You did say that.
Yeah. So that's a great use of the word loser.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm not going to use a loser, though.
That's right. He actually called the people who are worked up about the eclipse losers. So I think he was calling Dan a loser. But ironically, Dan uses it really well 10 days later.
I wasn't wrapped up in the eclipse. I just appreciated for what it was. I didn't even have a pair of glasses. And then my wife yelled at me when I even looked remotely towards the sky. I don't even think I got my eyes above the horizon before she said, "What are you doing? Don't look at the sun."
My eyes.
Sounds like a rock song.
Don't look at the sun. Yeah. What are you doing? Don't look at the sun. That sounds like the first two songs in an album. Song one is "What are you doing?" Second song two is "Don't look at the sun."
I hadn't even looked over the horizon, too.
You are definitely married. That sounds like married people talk right there. Right? See, what are you doing? Don't look at the sun. What are you, crazy?
And this is why it is married. Why it is a perfect married conversation. Because I don't think she cared as much about my eyes than having our son do what I was doing, and then he would do the same.
Sure.
That's why.
No question. The fact that you literally don't matter, except that your son is going to pantomime you and do what you're doing, is that's Married Talk 101. It's Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to Love or Hate.
What did you love?
God, I love you.
And what did you hate?
Meet these player haters.
Bum, 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 bum. Okay, so this is what we do every Monday. We go around the room. Something we love from the weekend, something we hated from the weekend. Doon, doo, doo. It's easy. What do you got there? Let's stand by. Let's start with you. What do you got?
Doug, you touched off of it or touched on it off the top of the show. It is Damian Lillard and the Milwaukee Bucks topping the Indiana Pacers. Just with all the negativity around Milwaukee, around Doc Rivers, by no means does this mean they're going to win the series. They will lose games in the series, and heck, they may lose four of them. But for a moment in time yesterday, especially in the first half, like the second half, it actually, it's one of those games where you're like, oh my gosh, they get this, they're within 12. They get this, they're within 11. And they kept them at arm's length pretty much throughout the second half, but you're still kind of involved in it. I just enjoyed the Bucks getting a win, doing so without Giannis, and having Damian Lillard to have his moment. Again, it may not be anything in the long term, may not be anything in the long term of this series, but it was great to see yesterday.
I'm going to do the same thing with the Denver Nuggets. It's like, you know, I mean, they go into the kind of witness protection program of the season. Plus, Jamal Murray got hurt. But it's just fun to watch them dismantle the Lakers. And the Lakers are like up 10, and they're not stressing at all. And you're like, do they know something we don't know? And sure enough, they do, that we're actually better than the Lakers. And, you know, just that very simple high pick and roll with Jokic and Murray, where it's like pick your poison. And, you know, everybody's kind of running it. You got the guy in the corner, you know, going for a lob. And you have the guy in the wing going down to the corner for a jump shot. So it's like somebody's got to be left open. But just the patience that they have, the no freak out, how they play together. Yeah, the Nuggets were fun. That was definitely something I loved for the weekend. What about you, Jay Stu?
I need to co-sign on that, but I'll go just a little bit more specific. Nikola Jokic yep. is just an amazing person to watch. And I like watching him succeed, not because I like him personally as much as I know that people like Gilbert Arenas and Steven Jackson are yelling at their TV that he is so good. I like that he pisses people off that he's so good. And he doesn't draw attention to himself. You played the soundbite an hour ago, and I know it's radio, and you know we get different listeners every now and so, but James Worthy said this about Jokic.
He's Magic and Kareem on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
He's a guard. He makes great decisions, hell of a pass. And then when he wants to be Kareem, he goes down and dominates. So he's a special player that does a lot of things, and your antennas have to be up.
Like James Worthy is not prone to hyperbole. He's a very thoughtful guy. He's been doing the analyst thing here for like 20 years. For him to say that it's Magic and Kareem together, both of those top five players of all time, and he's that together. That has to tell you something, and I love seeing it. Even though it is against the Lakers, the team that I should be rooting for, I just think it's beautiful.
Definitely a beautiful thing. CZ! Iowa Sam.
Hey, guys, it's Earth Day today. I love it. Non-sports related, okay? Listen,
are you going to go political?
No, this should not be political.
It's election season. You're going to go political here.
I'm a tree hugger. I love trees. I love watching them grow. I love planting them. So get out there, plant a tree. Maybe pick up some litter. Just little things you could do today. You could walk to work. That's what I did. And maybe you could fish that aluminum can out of the trash. You know, aluminum has a very good recycled value. So Earth Day today, even if it's a meaningless little thing, you're still trying. So love it. Earth Day.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you don't like Earth, Doug?
I do.
Yeah, Doug, you don't like Earth? Why do you got to make this political, Doug?
We're doing a sports show, and you did Earth Day.
Yeah, I love Earth Day.
Okay.
I need to quote George Carlin. Remember his latter days when he got really dark? Mm-hmm. He's like, all these people, Earth Day, pro-Earth, and all this stuff, what we're doing to the Earth, he's like, the Earth will be fine. Humans on the Earth will cease to exist pretty soon, but the Earth will be fine.
You know,
fish that can out of the trash. You know, maybe we'll last a little longer.
No, listen, I'm not a litter guy, and I'm definitely pro Earth. Okay, I'm anti-cancer, pro Earth. I think these are most things most people are, but I'm legit pro Earth. That was a weird one.
I'm not a pro litter guy. I don't know many people who are, but it's
right. It's like anti-cancer. Like nobody's pro-cancer.
Sure, but there are people in LA, especially that litter, Just thoughtlessly.
That was gonna be my point. Like, if you actually do litter,
you're pro litter.
Basically make you pro litter. I think that it does.
It feels like a 1970s thing because I'm old enough to remember the crying Native American.
He was actually Italian. Did you know that?
Okay.
He was cast as a Native American, but he was actually Italian in real life.
Stay on target.
But they stopped playing those ads, which tells me that we pretty much cleaned up our act. Like, literally. Literally cleaned up our act.
Tell that to Angelinos, because I don't think they got the memo, because there's trash all over the city, and it bothers me.
You know, Clean it up. I'm actually still kind of stuck on the buyer story, where Lisa, his lovely wife, was telling him not to look at the thing. It's one of those things that you do as couples, right? And a kind of a guy thing is like, oh, that tastes terrible. Here, try some. Right? Like, why? Or sure. Something smells terrible. You know, the bathroom smells terrible. You're like, no, go in there. Why do we do that to one another? That's the opposite of a guy. A woman is always going to protect, especially your child, but protect you. Like, don't do that. You get hurt. Yeah. Don't do that. You'll mess your eyes. Whereas the guy's like, you gotta try this.
We also code it in a way, maybe consciously or subconsciously, to say, maybe it's just me, but taste this drink.
I want to make sure that
my taste
buds. Oh my God,
that's
terrible. Why'd you have me taste that?
It's a human connection. It's a suffer with me.
Maybe you've got a virus. And so you're like, well, maybe it just doesn't taste. Maybe there's something wrong with my taste buds. Here, love, you try this. And then, no, that's awful. Then you feel confirmed. Like, yeah, that's what I thought. Good. Nothing's wrong with
it. Jay Stu, with your smoking hot girlfriend, okay?
Christina, smoking hot, yeah.
Right. But she's also really cool. Okay. She's very cool. So with her, do you do that? Do you do this? Oh, this is terrible. Here, try this, babe.
Yeah, I do those things. My example is this. When we go out to eat, I'm about efficiency. If I see a full parking lot, I'm going to be like, hey, why don't I drop you off and you can go put your name in? And
definitely.
I'll park. And by the time I get there, we'll be that much closer to sitting down.
Yeah.
And she hates that. No. We're going to park and we're going to walk in alone. Together.
Does she make you, do you feel pressure to valet?
Oh, yeah, sure. But that one exchange, though, is a sticking point for us. And now, because I'm generally just an ass, I bring it up every time there's a way to do that. So
and
if we're
should.
Pulling into the Dodger Stadium, right. I'll be like, why don't I drop you off and I'll meet you in the stadium.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. Wait, you don't want to do that. Yeah, I do want to do it now. No, you don't ever want to do that. We're not going to do that. It's pretty good. Let's get to what we hate. Jay Stu, you generally hate everything. Let's let you start.
The Dodgers beat the Mets 10-0 yesterday, but that really doesn't matter because they lost three straight series at home for the first time since 2017, I want to say. Their last three games before yesterday, they had struck out 32 times, gone 5-for-31 with runners in scoring position, leaving 29 guys on base. The very essence of not being clutch, which has been my problem with this team for many years now under Andrew Friedman. There just isn't a lot of clutch. They play really well from ahead, and they proved it yesterday with a 10-0 win. I really felt for Dan Beyer because Dan had the Dodgers in a survivor pool. That means all they had to do was win three games last week, and they won two. I felt for him, and I sent him a profanity-laced text in the middle of the game on Saturday saying these are entitled expletives, and I'm sick and tired of them.
All right, Dan Beyer, other than receiving expletive-filled texts from Jason Stewart?
Sure. But it also helps Jason. Like, if I lose, then Jason fares better in the – now, granted, we're – one of many in this pool, but it's I could have had the Dodgers as the hate this week, but then if we're going to include Monday as part of this weekend, these new Bronco uniforms that came out today, I don't know what is going on. Their throwbacks look amazing, and you know how I know they look amazing? Because they look amazing number one. And number two, the Broncos on their own social media page have made like five posts just solely about the throwbacks when there have been about three others with their new uniforms because nobody really cares or likes them or thinks that there's anything different. And I know it may be a losing fight when you're trying to develop new threads, but some of these designs, Doug, when they tell you that it takes 18 months for the full process, some of these look like they were made in 18 minutes and then just approved right away and passed through. Maybe they'll look different on the field. Maybe they'll look sharper. But we hype up the new uniforms and get excited for them. And a lot of the times they're letdowns. The throwbacks are great, though, that Denver did
they
bring
are great,
back.
But the rest of the uniforms are below average.
Yeah, just it's all right, whatever, you know. So
Iowa, Sam, something you hate.
Well, I hate that I couldn't buy pants like I had planned to. my car battery died, which I would have walked to work anyway, you know, for Earth Day. And I don't live very far from here. But couldn't get out to one of those discount stores to buy my pants. So I hate that.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Absolutely riveting.
They're not going to be winners every week, Doug.
You know, I went off on WNBA fan. Now I'm going to go do the same on NBA fanboy, like Thunder fanboy. Like what happens now is because it's not that we haven't watched the Thunder. We haven't watched most any NBA all that intently. But no one takes what's happened over the first 82 to be serious, right? So when you make an assessment over, hey, they're not just going to have the rebounding, they need a second scoring, but what, have you not watched the Thunder? Like, yeah, I've watched them plenty. This is a completely different level of the sport. But the idea that we're paying attention to your team, but it's too late because if we didn't pay attention in game six, somehow our commentary isn't worthy. It's just annoying. Like no one watches the NBA that closely. They just don't. And if you watch the NBA that closely, don't get offended when others do not. Too many games, too much other stuff going on. Anybody else? Anything else you want to get off your chest?
By the way, that what you just said was actually made very clear. You know, Monty Bolaños, she sent out a tweet or an Instagram this weekend with all of the talent from Fox Sports Radio and behind the scenes just giving a simple prediction for who faces each other in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And 80% of the people that work in our industry and are on air, that they said, nah, I don't really watch the NBA, but, and then they made a prediction. I was surprised at how many people are disinterested in the sport, period.
Yeah, I don't know if they're as disinterested as people make it out for them to be. It's almost like the cool thing to go like, it's like when you're a kid. Hey, did you study? Nah, I didn't study. Who needs to study? I didn't read.
You're going
to
wing it.
Yeah, when the truth is you studied.
Doug, you know? By the way, me, you, and Rich Davis all picked the Nuggets over the Celtics. So how about that?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to pick the Clippers, but I just don't know if Kawhi's going to be healthy. And, you know, I think sometimes the easiest answer is
chalk.
Yeah, like it's not just the best regular season record, but they won the playoffs. And I think Jamal Murray is amazing. Like, I'm not in any way diminishing Jokic, but it does kind of take up all the oxygen in the room for the other guy. But yeah, I mean, that's not a crazy pick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's Doug Gottlieb Show. You know what they say about people who go to Harvard, right? How do you know they went to Harvard? Sam, you know this? How do you know if a guy went to Harvard?
Because they'll tell you.
Because he will tell you. Or he's wearing a Harvard sweatshirt, you know, one of those deals. By the way, my dad, my late father held a master's degree from Columbia. That's disgusting. What's happening there is disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's just a really, really sad time, a sign of our inability to actually educate people on what's really at play. And we create bad actors out of people who actually really have, I think, good hearts. I think a lot of these trust fund kids that take on these causes that protest with other people who actually do have family members affected, but you're like, what are you doing? Like, you don't fit this. This is not really your fight. Is they're actually people who want to do good. They're just they've taken the wrong, the blue or the red pill, whichever one has sent them down a vortex. But that's gross. The whole thing's gross. Michael Lombardi is going to join us upcoming in about 5 minutes. Of course, he's been a Super Bowl winning executive in several different front offices. We'll get his thoughts on getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft. Caleb Williams is going to be the number one overall pick. He was on the Pivot podcast. Take a listen to what he said about his year at Oklahoma.
Yep. So your pro day wasn't about that. It was about your feet. It was showing that you could throw.
It was going back to the trolling kind of smart ass me, because everybody wants to. If you go look at the stats, and I have a screenshot of it. If you go look at the stats, and on average, I am the most dead center even dude for scrambling and throwing in the pocket. It's just, I make more highlights. And so that's what they show. But dead even stat of scramble to pocket, I am the most dead even on the farthest end of the spectrum from anybody else. As we know, X and Y axis, I am the farthest from all of them in every single way. And so to all the people, I can do anything and everything as I want and as my team needs. And whatever it takes to win a game. And so that's that.
There's a line there. You have to be supremely confident. You have to be prepared, you know, and I get what he's saying. He's like, look, I have the reputation of just trying to play hero ball and run around and make plays. And the stats actually tell you something different. If you actually watch, it's different, but the delivery is, the delivery is more than a confident fella, right? That's fair. And I understand that a lot of these people who are commenting on it don't have all the information or don't know what they're talking about. And it can become tiresome and tedious to have to point out things it's very easy to pull up these stats. I get that. But it is one of those, like, just be careful there a little bit, you know? I can do any and everything. Like, yeah, let's... It may not have landed the way you thought it would land. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The Lombardi Line is available on VSiN. It's excellent. His books are incredible as well. And we're just on a busy week like this. Nobody better to have on than Michael Lombardi. Of course, was a 3-time Super Bowl champion as a top executive in several different franchises. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate Michael joining us here on Draft Week here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. In the litany of great quarterback prospects, where's Caleb Williams?
I think Caleb has got a lot of talent. I think there are some concerns. I think the concerns are, you know, how he handles the being the face of the franchise, being the guy that, you know, has to execute in critical times and make the plays, and how he handles coaching, adaptability to coaching, all those things. I don't think this is generational, Doug. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a good player, but I think we tend to toss around generational as if it's common. I mean, we were tossing around generational at the Trevor Lawrence draft, and 4 of the 5 players picked in that draft all have now gone for Saturday picks. I mean, it's a Saturday in the park draft. It's not even a generational draft. And the one player who I thought was generational in that draft, Trevor Lawrence, has yet to really show any generational skills in terms of protecting the football, moving an offensive team, and being the kind of player we hoped he would be when he came out that he was during his collegiate career at Clemson.
It is interesting. Okay, so is a Mahomes comparison? And the Mahomes comparison from this standpoint, Michael, in that there's a ton of talent, but some footwork issues, some decision-making issues just back there, and same offense. Do you see any parallel between he and Mahomes?
I see certainly the talent, but no. I mean, first of all, Caleb's smaller than Mahomes.
Yeah.
At times, Caleb plays smaller in the pocket. I don't know if his decision-making in terms of being able to the loose plays when the play breaks down. One of the things that gets you with Mahomes is when the second play, you know, the first play you can stop. The second play, Mahomes is always looking to make something spectacular, and he usually does. So, you know, I think this is really unfair for Caleb to have to compare himself. It's kind of what was really unfair about Justin Fields. I mean, the amount of pressure that the worldwide leader put on him to be the MVP in the league was ridiculous. And I think it's unfair to players when we do this, because all of a sudden when we don't live up to our expectations, they're failures when they're really not. And so, you know, you have to temper this. I think Caleb Williams can be a really good player. I think just like Kyler Murray, he's going to have to endear himself to his teammates. He's going to have to prove that he can win the locker room, because you can't ignore. That's one of the salient points about being a great quarterback, is winning the locker room, getting people to buy into you, getting your teammates to believe in you on and off the field, and being selfless. I mean, how would Caleb Williams handle the fact that they shifted from a passing game to a running game to win the game, to win the Super Bowl after the Christmas Day game? So I think all those come into play.
They absolutely do. Michael Lombardi joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. If you're the Commanders, what do you do assuming Caleb Williams is off the board?
Well, Caleb Williams is off the board, so they've been on the clock for a while now.
Right.
What you do is you basically have to have organizational alignment. Because if you look at the reasons why a lot of these quarterbacks fail, it's because there hasn't been organizational alignment. They've drafted a guy with no plan, with no, you know, this is what we're going to, Zach Wilson, we're just going to throw him out there and see what he does. You know, you got to have a specific plan in place for the quarterback and who's coaching the quarterback. And this draft is really obvious about that. I mean, if you watched Michael Penix at Indiana without Caden DeBoer, you didn't like him. If you watched Jaden Daniels at the time in Arizona State, you didn't like him. If you watched Bo Nix at Auburn, you didn't like him. Now, Caleb Williams, you liked him in Oklahoma and you liked him at USC, but a lot of this is attached to who's coaching them, what are we asking them to do, and what are we highlighting within the framework of the offense? That's the key component. And I think if you're Washington, you have that opportunity to say, okay, we picked Jaden Daniels, this is what we're going to build the team around. I can't see them picking Drake May, because I think Drake May is going to have to get redshirted for a year.
Why?
I don't think he's ready to play. I think when you watch the North Carolina offense, and I hate to be critical of offensive football, but there was no real rhythm. You saw a lot of potential in Drake May, but there were times where he would take a five-step drop and the receiver's running a different route that doesn't combine itself to the depth of the drop. He's holding the ball too long. You know, he's the best player in the ACC as a freshman, but he's not very good as a sophomore. I think there's a lot of things to work out with him. And look, experience does matter when it comes to playing quarterback. You know, you've got to be able to play, get those reps. And, you know, look, Michael Penix, if he doesn't go to Washington, probably would have been a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, I'm interested in Penix. You know, now we're hearing like high first, and you know, going into the national championship game in the semifinals, it was more third or fourth round. Where are you on Penix?
Well, I think you got to be really careful. Who made him the third or fourth rounder? See, this is what happens all the time in drafts. You know, all we hear from December to the beginning of April are coming from mock drafters. They're not coming from people that have ever been in the draft room. They're not coming from people that have ever had to build a team. And so then when the teams that are starting to look at the players see that, like, what Michael Penix does and what he did his entire career at Washington, and he did it in Indiana, is throw the ball down the field. Michael Penix could average 8 yards per attempt. That's something Trevor Lawrence has never done in the league. That's something Daniel Jones has never done in the league. You know, you've got to be able to work the ball on the third level with high-level accuracy, which is what Penix has always been able to do. And that's really important. So I think this whole notion he's moving up the board is just a bunch of crap. Because at the end of the day, the people telling you he's moving up the board didn't have him graded right. Right? The people that have expertise in this field, who understand what it takes to play, who is not sitting in their basement eating meatloaf, are basically telling you he does.
You got Brock Bowers, who's probably the best player in the SEC. And obviously, he's a tight end, a great pass-catching tight end. And then you have, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. I think the difference would be that though there may not be another Marvin Harrison Jr., there are a ton of wide receivers in this draft. Whereas tight ends, guys that have become huge, vital pieces of every offense, they're not a lot of Brock Bowers. How do you evaluate Bowers versus all the quarterbacks and versus the other skill position guys?
Well, you got to evaluate him on, does he make it, you know, what does the defense do to him? Okay, so when he's on the field, are they going to go to nickel, and can he separate from a corner? If he's on the field, do they stay in base because he's such a good blocker? The tight end position is, it's a little bit like basketball, where you have to be able to do two things really well and force the opponent to substitute. When the Patriots were really good, when Gronk was going and Hernandez was the H, you know, if you wanted to play nickel to that 12 personnel group, they ran it down your throat. You can still remember Banta Kane running like crazy. Jarvius Green, excuse me, was running like crazy. You know, if you went base to that, you didn't have a matchup for Gronk and you didn't have a matchup for Hernandez. So all this is just really about, how are you handling, and what does he force you to do? If you can't, like Kyle Pitts can't block anybody. So what happens is nobody cares that Kyle Pitts is on the field with a tight end and call him tight end because you're a nickel. You just play nickel to it, and there's no advantage that Atlanta gains from it. Now, if he could block and a linebacker's trying to cover him, watch out. And I think that's kind of what separates, what makes a tight end a unique piece. He's like the horse in the chess game. He can do a lot of different things, but he has to be used correctly and create the right matchup. Bowers certainly is a good player, and they're hard to find guys that could block at the end of the line and separate and win on third down.
It's the knight. It's the knight in chess.
The night.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Night.
Thank you, Doug.
It's okay. Listen, I got a little help as well. So don't worry about it. Like we were paying attention, but we were just like, wait, which? Oh, it's the night. It's the night. We're told, man, great offensive line draft. How do you know when you've done this for over 20 years, right? In those meetings, how do you know what you're getting, especially considering, you know, the offenses you know, aren't as traditional in college football. How do you know what you're getting when you're drafting offensive line?
Well, it's in one position they have to do something on every play. You know, you could watch a corner, and if the ball's not going on his side, you know, he don't have to do a whole lot. And so it's one position where every play on the tape, you're watching them. You know, and so I think that's where it is. And then a lot of it comes down to toughness. It comes down to the ability to handle the assignments, play through pain, the ability to play the tackle position, because right or left tackle doesn't matter. It's the blind side. It used to be, when I started in the league, you know, 40 years ago, you know, the right end played right end, the left end played left end. Now they find your worst tackle and they put their best rusher. Nick Bosa doesn't just line up at one side. They'll find your worst offensive lineman and exploit them. So, and this draft has really good tackles in it. And when you have a draft that has really good tackles, then, you know, that becomes a, and it's hard to find. Because remember, you should be drafting what you can't pay for in the open market.
Right.
To find offensive tackles in free agency. You can find plenty of running backs in free agency, can't find tackles.
Yeah, you can't find tackles, you can't find quarterbacks generally, right? Like those, the real good ones aren't in free agency, and that's why they're so valued in the draft. Okay, let me ask you about Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh's plan, right? Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, how does that land with you?
Well, I mean, they're two completely different quarterbacks, right? I mean, Russell's a guy that everybody wants to let cook, and yet when the play breaks down, typically that's when Russell was at his best. But the problem has been over the last couple of years, Russell hasn't vertically worked the pocket. You know, when he got traded the year from Seattle to Denver, he had the lowest rushing total in his NFL career. You know, and he had the lowest third down conversions running the football, which is something that he always gave them. And so Fields, to me, is more loved by the media, more loved by the worldwide leader than what the NFL. The NFL basically said he was worth a sixth-round pick 2 years from now. Because he, when it comes time to throw the football and the opponent knows you have to throw it, Justin is inconsistent with his throwing. He's won 10 games in his NFL career. And everybody has a boatload of excuses for why he doesn't win. But nobody has excuses for why everybody gives excuses for why Brock Purdy wins. It's kind of interesting how it just separates itself. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to improve their offensive line, and Arthur Smith is going to use Russell Wilson in an offense where it's going to be heavy play action pass, separate the defense, and try to make some chunk plays, but rely on their running game, rely on the play action pass game, much like he did in Atlanta, and execute.
There's one guy you want to follow, okay, who works for VEASAN, or follow him on social media, or read his books, getting ready for the draft, how you put teams together, it's Michael Lombardi. Michael, man, you've been more than gracious with your time. Thanks so much for joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you, Doug.
Pleasure is all ours. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep the athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.